Ulrich stood in the wooden longboat's bow, staring at the decomposing metal remains of the once tall, proud buildings in the distance. The structures had housed dozens of people, but now they were little more than canted skeletal reminders of an age gone by, populated by birds and creeping vines, and no longer by man. As his men paddled the ship into the crowded harbor, he lowered his eyes and saw several boats similar to his, and many groups of men armed with axes and shields, wearing leather and furs. All had heard the same call from the ruined city of Stavanger that Ulrich had heard. There was an imminent threat to all the peoples of the north, and the greatest fighters were needed for an urgent task. Ulrich was well known throughout the region surrounding the river town of Drammen. The people there had selected him to take the perilous journey around the coast to Stavanger to find out what needed to be done. The letter had said to arrive by the solstice, or it would be too late. Ulrich and his men had nearly not arrived at all, thanks to a pitched battle with a vicious band of marauders near the rocky islets of Christiansand. He'd lost two men on the journey, and now he was ready for some answers. Whatever this threat was, he was eager to sink his axe into its skull. Looking around the bustling harbor as the boat glided toward a rickety wooden pier, Ulrich recognized several fighters of repute. One was a man named Trond, who was roughly the size of an elk. His flowing golden beard was braided and stained with dyes. He carried a double-sided broadaxe. Ulrich had heard stories of Trond cleaving men in two with a single sweep of that gigantic blade. He also saw men whose names he couldn't recall, but with whom he knew he'd shared a battlefield in the past. There were many he did not know, neither from experience nor from tales told around tall glasses of frothy beer. He realized they must have come from much farther than he had, and he wondered how far out the messages had been sent. Was the Jarl of Stavanger recruiting Swedes, Finns, the crazed, mutated warriors of Rus? As he stepped off the boat and strode down the pier, he overheard conversations around him, and all were asking the same unanswered questions about what this great peril might be. Ulrich knew better than to ask. No one here had the answers. Only the Jarl would know, and he wasn't out on the docks to greet the arriving fighters. There would be a feast first, and then when most of the men around him were falling down drunk, the Jarl would explain. Ulrich knew better than to get excited about it now, on the docks. But unlike the others, he wasn't about to wait until after sunset for his answers. He strode down the wooden walkway until he was on the beach, and his boots kicked water-washed pebbles. Those who knew him or had heard of him stepped out of his way. While everyone else was milling around, he looked like a man with a purpose. A few did not know him, not even by reputation, and two of them made the mistake of staying in his way. The first was a skinny man in tight brown leather. Ulrich walked straight into the man, bowling him over and sending the stranger onto his ass in the wet sand. Ulrich kept walking, despite the complaints and curses hurled at his back. The second man, further up the beach, stayed in Ulrich's path intentionally, a hand out to slow or stop him. Ulrich met the man's gaze and saw no threat in it. "Move or be moved," he called to the men. "Ulrich the Fearless, well met. I do not plan to try to stop you," the man said. He had short, greasy blonde hair, slicked back on his head and an unkempt beard that covered a weak chin. Still, Ulrich noted the man's corded muscular arms and his broad chest. At his side, he wore a long, straight sword. His arms and legs were covered in a scarred brown leather armor, and across his chest was a dented metal plate decorated with a painted red hammer, the claw-ended kind of hammer used to pound in nails.
"I merely want to join you in seeking answers. My name is Morten."